Suspected terrorists in China have struck three times in the past 10 days. More than 20 people have died in the violence in China's far west. The attacks have prompted extra tight security across the country during the Olympics. NPR's Anthony Kuhn sent this report from the town of Kucha on the mixture of ethnic unrest and terrorism in Xinjiang province.
Kucha is an oasis town on the old Silk Road, north of the vast Taklamakan Desert. At the bazaar, vendors sell flatbreads and shish kebabs, colorful spices and ornate carpets. A record shop pumps out the music of the Uyghurs, the Turkic-speaking Muslim people that account for 80% of the local population. Shops have reopened here after being shut following the bombings over the weekend. Nearby, resident Zhang Xiaoping is nursing his wounds. He says he went out to use a public latrine at 2:30 a.m. on Sunday.
I saw two people park a motorcycle next to this building. There was a package about this big on the back of the bike. I thought this was strange and went over to check it out. The people who parked the motorcycle suddenly jumped into a red Volkswagen and sped off.
The package exploded, ripping a chunk out of the building, searing Zhang's legs and deafening him. He says he has no idea why anyone would attack his neighborhood. The county's propaganda chief, Zhang Guoling, said up to 30 explosions were heard in Kucha on Sunday. He counted off the casualties for reporters.
The police shot and killed eight terrorists. They captured two and two others blew themselves up. The police rescued 13 trapped residents and seized 10 homemade bombs. Three suspects remain at large.
The bombings followed a raid on a border police station in Kashgar last Monday that killed 16 policemen. Yesterday, three security guards were stabbed to death at a roadside checkpoint near Kashgar. China's government has not identified the attackers, but they suspect a separatist group called the East Turkestan Islamic Movement, or ETIM, is behind much of the violence. Li Wei is a counterterrorism expert at the China Institute of Contemporary International Relations, a government think tank in Beijing. He notes that the attacks center on southern Xinjiang, which is mostly desert and very poor. ETIM's attack capabilities are currently limited to Xinjiang, he says. But one thing we know about terrorists is that while they may be few in number and primitive in their means, they can often achieve sensational results. One result is maximum security across much of Xinjiang. At the railway station in Korla, the next big town over from Kucha, an announcer goes through a long list of items that passengers can't carry on the train, from hair dye to transmission fluid. Many gas station owners are afraid of attacks, so drivers in Korla wait in long lines to buy gas at the few stations that dare to stay open. The roads are crammed with checkpoints where police with submachine guns sit behind sandbags. The problem, says one Uyghur merchant, is that security measures are often unfairly targeted at them. He said he was afraid of arrest and asked that his name not be used.
Where there is oppression, there will be resistance. This is an ethnic minority region. Our customs should be respected. We should be trusted. Now it's like whatever bad things happen, it's always the minorities that get blamed.
The merchant says Uyghurs suffer because of discriminatory hiring practices, exploitation of Xinjiang's rich oil resources, and disrespect towards their Muslim faith. Take the Olympics, for example. Some Beijing hotels say off the record that police have ordered them to turn away Uyghurs during the games. The police deny it. The merchant says he knows where he's not welcome.
I'd like to go see the Olympics in Beijing, but I won't have the opportunity. To put it bluntly, I'm not qualified.
If his people can't have independence, he says, at least they should have the equality that the law promises them. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Kucha County, Xinjiang Province.